Koutsoudis, watching the down jump transition, barely restrained a triumphant whistle. The others had told him, but he had not quite believed that any of this would work, that Harris Serrano could find them before Lavati took them over the border into certain captivity and probable death. But the ship's beacon broadcast her identity loud and clear, the RSS Indefatigable. Shields up, he was glad to see. Weapons hot. Well, they were all running with weapons hot these days. They'd come out of jump a mere 10 light minutes away. The scan clutter cleared quickly. He pressed the button that signaled the others that Harris had arrived.
Sir, that's a fleet ship, a cruiser, Indefatigable. She's running like we are, shields up.
Lavati came up behind him.
Damn, how close?
10 light minutes, sir, on insertion. It was a messy down jump. I'm sure there's something wrong with the FTL drive.
How long before her scan clears?
Well, considering that flutter in the drive, there may be a flux refraction for longer than usual. I'd say minimum of 3 minutes, maybe four. Not more than five.
Can we jump out before she's clear?
Not with the course combination, sir.
Why do you think that ship's in this system?
One of the engineering officers down the row looked over.
Unstable FTL drive. Stebbin, if you'll port those scans over, I can check in, but I'd say that much flutter could yank even a cruiser out of FTL space.
I'd like to believe that. But tell me, Koutsoudis, do you know who's commanding that ship?
I can look it up.
Commander Serrano, isn't it? It was Whiston's ship, but she was closer when the mutiny started.
I cannot believe that Commander Serrano would permit her ship to have such a badly tuned FTL drive.
Could have been damaged in combat.
I don't think so. I think Commander Serrano came here for the same reason we did. As to how she knew.
His gaze swept the bridge. No one said anything.
I'll be in my office. I expect a message shortly. Pipe it there.
Esme Suiza had another of those swooping moments of doubt that had afflicted her off and on with Commodore Lavati.
Could he really be under secret orders? Or is his claim as false as mine?
Ships did sometimes cross the border on secret errands both ways. The Benignity did have defectors. She'd met one. And Lavati's anger seemed so genuine, so straightforward. No tinge of guilt, just the natural annoyance of a commander whose subordinate has screwed up yet again. Against that, she had only the tight beam message from Oblo and her own gut feeling that something was wrong, something false about Lavati that had not been wrong before. She was out on a very long, slender limb, far away from anyone who could advise her or help, and the ship coming in might be the enemy. Her scan officer looked up.
It's a fleet ship, a cruiser by the mass. There's the beacon data. Indefatigable, Captain.
Esme felt a rush of relief. Harris Serrano was here. Now everything would be all right. She had no idea how Harris would convince Commodore Lavati not to bolt if he was planning to bolt, but she was sure the worst was over.
Lieutenant, I'm ordering you to cover our jump. Don't let that traitor follow us.
Esme's initial relief was short-lived. Lavati countered it with another complication.
Traitor, sir? My scan tells me that's Indefatigable, and Harris Serrano.
Lieutenant, there's no time. I have to go now before she compromises my mission. And you might want to consider how she knew to come here.
Because I told her.
Vigilance is lit. She's targeting us and Indy.
Rascal Screens wouldn't take a direct hit from Vigilance, not this close. She could micro-jump to a safe distance, but then Lavati could jump out before Serrano was close enough. Petrus, off watch, had just told himself for the 40th time that he must get some sleep. His comm buzzed with the signal that meant Koutsoudis had detected Harris's ship. He rolled out of his bunk and buzzed Oblo and Mahari with the same signal. His clothes, his boots, a dash to the head. His face in the mirror looked strange, a mask of intense concentration. Troop deck was going to be the hardest to organize. More people, and more of them not in on the secret. If Lavati did the right thing and surrendered, they'd all be all right. But chances were he wouldn't. He'd try to bargain. He'd try to blackmail Harris with her crew. And it wouldn't work. Petrus knew the depths of her heart as well as his own. She would not let anyone deliver her ship and her crew, especially her crew, into enemy hands. She would kill them herself first. Petrus had conferred with the most combat-experienced personnel he dared trust, and they had devised a plan which might, just might, save most of the crew not directly impacted by a weapon. Unfortunately, it required the collusion of at least 100 of the crew. Vigilance's full array of shuttles, 6 troop carriers, the Admiral's shuttle, the Captain's shuttle, the Supply shuttle, could hold 541 if they stuffed people in standing up, and hold 6 hours of life support for that many. But launching shuttles without the Captain's knowledge was, and was intended to be, well nigh impossible.
How long do we have? How long will they talk up there before something happens?
On the bridge of Vigilance, the junior weapons tech had targeted Rascal as ordered. His finger hovered over the launch buttons. Arkady Janisse glanced at the weapons officer, who looked distinctly unhappy.
Don't do that. It's too close. We need to change the options if she stays that close.
He looked to the officer.
We have the solution, sir, but it'll require changing out the fusing options. Permission to contact launch crew?
Granted.
The officer's glance shifted toward the bridge entrance.
I mean, that will take several minutes, won't it?
Yes, sir, it will.
Arkady had already signaled Mahari and told her which launch crew to descend on. Now he spoke into his headset.
Launch 4, our target is within delay radius, RSS Rascal. Change out the timing and fusing options for a close-in target.
What? We're firing on a fleet ship? That's no mutineer. Rascal's part of our escort. I'm not gonna do that.
Arkady, what's going on?
Labadi's told us to target Suiza and Serrano. Pass the word.
What about the bridge officers?
So far, they're sticking with him, but it's iffy.
Idiots.
Arkady glanced again at his officer, then at the bridge officer, who looked equally uncomfortable. His lips moved. He must be talking to Labadi. The man's face seemed to settle into a mask of sadness. Then he turned and looked at Arkady.
Janisse, Commodore wants to see you in his office. You Tuvis's one could suit us. Pipe a call for Mahari, Ken Bernard, Guar.
The list included all of Harris Serrano's old crew. Arkady felt cold. Whatever Labadi was up to, it could not be good.
He wants to ask you some questions about your former commander. He's concerned about her motives.
Not good at all.
Arkady got up slowly under the eye of his supervisor and dared not look at Oblo or Kutsudis. Surely Mahari and Petrus and the others would have more sense than to come. Issy Guar looked at Mahari.
Does that sound like good news to you?
No. Don't you go. I will. If the bastard's looking for hostages, he doesn't need all of us. Keep working on the plan. Get him into the shuttles as soon as you can.
Mahari headed up the ladders, tapping her tagger so Petrus could find her. They met a deck below command.
He's figured it out.
Afraid so, or something. I told Izzy not to come. Do you think we can take him?
Not if he's got ship security in there with him, and I imagine he would. Or his own weapons, for that matter. Methlin, go back down and get on one of those shuttles.
I'm not going to be the one to tell our captain that you're dead, and my baby brother will think I'm a wuss.
I doubt that, and I'm not willing to tell your baby brother that I ran out and let you die.
This is ridiculous. While we hang around here, he's getting Oblo and Arkady and Stevan.
So let's not waste time.
Mahari started up the last ladder. Petrus grabbed her by the shoulder. He narrowly ducked the blow she aimed at him.
I can order you.
Fine. Pull rank. I'm not leaving my friends in that bastard's hands any more than you are. Now come on.
When they got to command deck, they saw Oblo, Arkady, and Esteban sauntering down the passage from the bridge at a pace that could only be considered glacial.
Now what? Do we tackle him or?
You get out. I'll go in alone.
Harris will love that.
Look, you go to the bridge and start trouble. We need to be sure that this ship does not fire on any other and doesn't jump. While you're causing trouble, Arkady will take down the weapons. If they aren't lit, Harris is less likely to blow us all away.
If we can do that, why do you want us to evacuate the ship?
Petrus had thought of it only on that last dash up the ladder.
The captain's thumb.
For a moment, they all stared blankly.
He wouldn't.
He would if he's feeling trapped enough. Now get out. Any minute he'll be out here in the passage looking for us.
When they were out of sight, Petrus marched smartly up to the hatch of the Admiral's command section.